Good morning, I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. Despite the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is permitting barbershops and hair and nail salons to reopen beginning today. Social distancing rules will need to be adhered to. Florida says more than 40,000 cases of coronavirus have been confirmed and 1,721 people have died as of yesterday. Starting this week, Floridians requesting unemployment benefits must log in every 2 weeks to claim their weeks. Brendan Byrne has more.
Going forward, an applicant must sign into Florida's Connect system to confirm they are still unemployed and requesting benefits every 2 weeks. Florida's Department of Economic Opportunity says even if a claim is still pending, applicants must update their Connect profile every 2 weeks. The requirement was previously waived by Governor DeSantis. DEO said the change was made to comply with federal law. More than 1.2 million Floridians have filed unique unemployment claims, and only about 40% have received benefits. Governor DeSantis has asked the DEO to continue waiving job search and work registration requirements through the end of the month. I'm Brendan Byrne in Orlando.
This could be a tricky week for President Trump. His leading health experts on the coronavirus will speak from self-isolation. The Supreme Court will hear arguments over access to his financial records. And a government whistleblower will tell lawmakers that he lost his job for questioning a malaria drug for COVID-19 championed by the president. The health experts on safely dealing with the coronavirus will be testifying in a Senate hearing by video conference after three of them and the committee's chair were exposed to people who tested positive for COVID-19. The images of top administration officials taking such precautions comes as states seek to loosen economic restrictions put in place to mitigate the virus's spread. The AP's Sagar Magani reports Trump has been dismissing fears about the coronavirus spreading in the White House following two positive tests late last week.
Vice President Pence was self-isolating over the weekend after his press secretary tested positive for the coronavirus last week. Pence stayed home after a day trip to Iowa Friday and was not at the White House Saturday when President Trump met with military leaders. While one official says the vice president planned to keep working from home, his office now says he will be at the White House today, though it's unclear how self-isolating will affect his work. Meantime, three of the nation's top scientists are going into self-quarantine after possible exposure to somebody at the White House who tested positive. CDC Director Robert Redfield, FDA Commissioner Stephen Hahn, and Dr. Anthony Fauci, whose office says he's teleworking but willing to go to the White House if called. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A case about the appropriate separation between church and state is taking center stage at the Supreme Court. The High Court is hearing arguments by telephone for a second week because of the coronavirus pandemic. The case involves two ex-Catholic school teachers and their former employers. It's one of the two the court is tackling today. Other cases this week include high-profile fights over President Trump's financial records and whether presidential electors have to cast their electoral college ballots for the candidate who wins the popular vote in their state. Queen guitarist Brian May is recovering from a muscle injury. Here's more from the AP's Margie Zaraletta.
Yeah. Brian May of Queen says he needs some healing silence for a while. The way he describes it, I managed to rip my gluteus maximus to shreds in a moment of overenthusiastic gardening. He says a hospital scan confirmed he did a thorough job. He says he's unable to walk or sleep because of relentless pain. However, he says he does not want any sympathy and he's getting complete rest. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Comedian Jerry Stiller has died at the age of 92. In a tweet early today, his son Ben Stiller said the Seinfeld actor died of natural causes. The death of early rock and roll star Little Richard was announced Saturday. Tom Flanagan reports the music legend had a Florida connection.
That connection is FSU professor David Kirby, who wrote an exhaustive biography of Little Richard in 2009. He says Little Richard was truly a self-made star.
When you look at the Grammy winners today, God bless them, half of them were discovered when they were 10 years old, were groomed and had managers and had publicists. Little Richard just clawed his way to the top at a very early age with nothing except a tremendous amount of talent and gumption.
But Kirby also thinks Little Richard's impact went well beyond music to the culture at large.
You know, Little Richard was out. Little Richard got out, and that made it possible for other people to come out of the closet, too. And I say thank God for it, you know, to make a world, you know, that we can all live in.
Little Richard left that world at the age of 87. I'm Tom Flanagan.
Today, it'll be mostly sunny, breezy, and hot with highs in the high 80s. Tonight, clear with overnight lows in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, and hot with highs in the high 80s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM, on the WMNF app, and on WMNF.org.